To be or not
history
to be?
History is bunk.
To be in England.
Earth has not anything to show.
Never
warfare
in the field of human
it were
conflict.
Done when 'tis done.
Who said
who
that?
Who said that?
Yes, who said that? Well, last week I asked you who said, when June is come, then all the day I'll sit with my love in the scented hay and watch the sunshot palaces high that the white clouds build in the breezy sky. One lady thought it was written by Shakespeare, which it wasn't, and another one thought that we were asking who wrote To Be or Not To Be, which we weren't. And then a gentleman, or is it a lady? I think it's a lady. Miss Jackie Moll from Molenbeek 2, Colleensplaat in Holland thought it was someone called James Russell Lowell. In fact, the correct answer was Robert Bridges. Oh, there was one card which I must mention, because it says, no doubt I am merely one of many to point out that the other little bit I read about the nurse falling in the fire was not written by Hilaire Belloc, but it was one of Harry Graham's, which is what I said, actually. You know, you were alone, entirely alone. Now, all that music we were hearing just now, that sunrise, sunset stuff from Fiddler on the Roof and Ken McKellar, set me to thinking about the things people have had to say on the subject of the sun rising and setting. Now, this one by Horace Mann covers them both. Lost yesterday, somewhere between sunrise and sunset, two golden hours, each set with 60 diamond minutes. No reward is offered, for they are gone forever. Ah, then, of course, someone once said, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Now everyone says it has. And Browning once declared, my sun sets to rise again, to which the only answer is, doesn't everyone's? Then Shakespeare, who had a go at everything, got fancy about it all and had his Romeo declaring, but soft what light through yonder window breaks. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. But whether she was rising or setting is quite beside the point. Which brings us to the point. I want you to tell me who said, let there be light, said Liberty, and like sunrise from the sea, Athens arose. Now then, who said that? And send your answers on postcards to Brian Matthew, Thursdays after 7, BBC London W1A4WW. Didn't tell you who the people were who actually identified Robert Bridges last week, did I? So let's quickly do that. And they were Edith Jerram of Rosely Leek in Staffordshire, Ashley Tyler of Westbourne, Bournemouth, and William Islip of Cambridge. Book tokens on the way to you three. And on the way to everybody right now, turn over the page. Lorne Gibson and Vic Arnold and Fisherman's Luck.
It seems every day of my natural life I'm going down the river before the sun comes up, floating all around like a web-footed duck, depending entirely on fisherman's luck.